public comment. Ms. Page?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. As a resident of this district for almost 35 years and a 22-year employee of a neighboring elementary school district, I am very familiar with the lack of state funds and tax caps for school districts. I know this passes the financial burden on to the local taxpayers. I also understand that because of the tax cap, the only way to increase the district's portion of those funds is through referendum. During the time I've lived here, I don't remember a referendum ever failing. We have repeatedly proven, even with skyrocketing property taxes, that we are a community that values education. However, times have changed, and with the current condition of the economy, property values have dropped significantly while our taxes have done just the opposite. Many can barely make the current property tax payments, and with foreclosures and vacant homes, those tax monies, or lack thereof, are also being passed along to the rest of the taxpayers. The biggest expense for school districts is personnel. Transportation, which is only partially reimbursed by the state, is another large cost that we all subsidize. Making cuts is never easy, but it is necessary. So here are some of my suggestions for reducing the budget. Close a school and eliminate some of those positions, even if it means increasing class sizes. Build the sidewalks to Rogus and Walker. The price of that project will quickly be recovered in transportation savings by eliminating hazardous road designations. Kids that live so close to those schools should not be bused. Raise school fees. Public education is still significantly cheaper than private schools. Consider adding fees for non-mandated programs to offset the costs, such as band and sports. Sell the land by Rogus if you can find a buyer in this struggling economy. Before you even think about bringing another referendum to our community, be accountable. Show us taxpayers that you can make the difficult fiscal decisions.
Thank you
very much.
Respectfully yours.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
That's another thing. You all represent all of us, even those of us, and many more now, so who don't have children anymore attending school.
Right.
So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And the information. Unless you have any questions of me.
Thank you, though.
Thanks.
I don't have an agenda in front of me, but Dean Pryor, you're next.
I am next.
No, good.
The first agenda item is just labeled financial review. It's really a follow-up from our previous meeting where I was asked to add some more information to a spreadsheet that I developed giving you the history of the planning for the district over the most recent years. Another board member requested adding a couple prior years, so you'll see that the history that I've provided you goes back further than it did last time to the planning meeting of January in 2004. On the right hand of the spreadsheet, you'll also see that the operating fund reserves as of June 30th each year are listed there, as well as the day's cash on hand. And that's Illinois' numbers in terms of the day's cash on hand. So you're looking at the state calculation that is posted with the financial profile for each of the years that are designated in this spreadsheet. I don't have anything else to add. I believe those were the two items that were requested of me. Unless there are questions from the Finance Committee, I really don't have much else to say about this particular item.
I think it's kind of self-explanatory to a point, but does anybody have any questions?
I would say in summary, the operating funds have been relatively stable over this time period, over 8 years, and the days cash on hand have been relatively stable. And they haven't varied all that much over these 8 years. It, you know, earlier in this period, we were on an upswing with the growth in the area, and obviously now we're on a downswing as the growth has stopped and the state funding has stopped. The second item on the agenda was the ARRA summary. I provided the material that the committee requested, and I based it on a request that I made to our auditor to make sure that you had audited numbers, and it's a two-step audit process. Not only are these audited by our auditor, they were audited by the federal auditors. So all the numbers that you have in this summary have been audited twice and have been accepted by the federal auditing committee. Let me walk you through this. There are really only four sets of expenditures. The first one is the ARRA money that was spent in account 4850. That was money that was designated both by the federal government and the state government that we had no option in terms of spending that money. It was deposited under that account number and it was spent under that account number. There really was no leeway in terms of spending those dollars. In fiscal year 2010, we also had IDEA flow through. It amounted to $464,000. We spent that according to the federal IDEA guidelines. Now, those are set for special education. We submitted our paperwork, that is the IDEA grant. It was approved, it was reviewed by 843 because all these dollars flow through 843. And we spent the dollars according to the detail that you have been provided. It all went for various special education expenditures and nothing outside that. And the auditor, again, these numbers were audited by our accounting firm and by the federal audit committee. In fiscal year 2010, there were no dollars that were allocated to account 4850, so you'll see no expenditure there. If you go further down your sheet, in fiscal year 2011, there was IDEA flow-through money that again went through 843. We filed our grant application for that IDEA money and spent it for special education purposes. We spent no dollars outside of special education, and you have all the detail for, you know, on where we spent those dollars within the special education grant, the IDEA grant. And then the final item that in the auditor summary is the education's job fund. That was account number 4880. By the way, let me speak to the account numbers. The reason I'm making reference to these is these were special account numbers. We did not have these account numbers before ARRA. The state established these account numbers. We followed the state guidelines in putting these account numbers in our books, and we spent the money under those account numbers according to the guidelines. So the final item that I would like to mention in this summary is the Education Jobs Fund. This was not technically ARRA money. This was a separate federal bill, and that's why you'll see a separate account number. So there was one, there was a August or September bill that was passed by the federal Congress. It allocated certain monies specifically for jobs, And those monies flowed through the state to us in account 4880. It was mandated that we spend that immediately, and it was mandated that we spend it only on salaries. And so that really is the summary of what the auditors provided me when I requested them to review our ARRA spending. Are there questions about the ARRA?
You have to spend it within the year you receive it, correct?
We actually had to spend it immediately. Now, in terms of 4850, we were given about 30 days to spend that first chunk of 48, that first chunk of mandated salary money.
Okay.
So it was on a very fast track. We had to provide the accounting immediately to the state. There was no leeway in terms of timing.
Was it to spend it or to allocate it?
No, to spend it. It had they set the deadlines. We had to spend it. Now, on the IDEA grant, that's a year-long process. So those dollars, it flowed through the regular grant process, and that is a year-long grant. IDEA flow-through is federal money flowing through 843 to us, federal to state to 843 to us, under an approved grant, and then we have a year to spend that. So IDEA was on a different timetable than the salary money.
Okay,
and finally, the jobs money in year two was also mandated to be spent immediately, and that's what we had to provide, was the accounting for spending that money on salaries as, you know, immediately after we received it.
Okay.
These aren't like new hires. They're just current employees.
There was no new hires in any of this. Okay. It was we were mandated to spend money on salaries, and we were advised not to spend it on any new hires because we knew ahead of time that this money most likely would not be coming to us again in these amounts.
But basically, then what'd you do? Would not pay him from the normal line item and pay him from this line item?
Exactly.
For that 30-day period?
Exactly. That's exactly what we did. We picked out, and it got so detailed that we actually had to spread it across buildings so that Karen Deal and I had to pick certain employees across buildings so that no one could say, oh, you spent all of your federal mandated salaries on the junior high, for example. It was actually spread across grade levels and across buildings so that all buildings would benefit because you have to understand this is a substitution of dollars that we would have spent for these employees had we not gotten the federal dollars.
Okay.
So then was the money that we didn't spend just banked for?
The money that we didn't spend stayed in our checking account for other uses.
So it's like a tax. Use what
you
have.
It sounds like nothing for 2012.
There was just a small piece that's going to be accounted for in 2012 because we had the leeway of spending it in the first 3 months of 2012, and we spent about $52,000 in 2012. In other words, there was a small piece of ARRA funding that was left over, so
to
speak.
From 2011.
Okay. And that will actually end up on our books as an expenditure. It already has been put on our books as an expenditure under the IDEA grant.
Okay, but will we get more funds in 2012?
No.
This is dried up then? This is
the president proposes to fund more jobs, proposes to provide more, you know, funding for teachers and firemen and so on. You know, he tried it 6 months ago. It didn't pass the U.S. Congress. Could it happen? I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, the president proposes and Congress disposes. So.
Very good. Any other questions?
Yes. No. What was the total amount of just ERA funds over the 9-10 school year?
The 9-10, the 9-10 school year. Well, the auditors did not book any expenditures in 9-10. We received some funds that the auditors booked as expenditures.
But was it ERA funds?
Yes, it was.
What was the total amount of the ERA funds that we received?
It's right here.
Okay, but I have what you gave us.
Mary, those were estimates. This is from the auditor.
Is that how you
I did estimates because I didn't have the auditor's numbers.
All right, I'm hearing you have $366,701.
That's correct.
ERA. Okay, and then you've got IDEA.
That is ERA money. That is ERA money also.
So was that included in this total
yes.
that you gave us?
Yes. The two together, but again, I was working off of estimates originally. I asked the auditors to provide these numbers so that we would have audited numbers to discuss today.
Okay, and ERA is the only one that you have to spend quickly and on a specific.
The ERA salary money had to be spent quickly. The ERA IDEA money did not have to be spent. That was a separate grant, and we had the opportunity to fund special education through that.
Any kind of special education issues that we had, we could use that money.
Yes, under the grant guidelines, and I provided in the electronic packet, and if you want a hard copy, I also have the federal guidelines here in a binder. If, you know, there's, it goes on for several pages.
Electronic is fine. We're just wanting to make sure, when you say fiscal year 2010.
Yes.
Are you talking July 1, 2010 through
June? No, ending on fiscal year ending on June 30th. Yes, fiscal year 2010 ends on June 30th, 2010.
You were right.
So, Mary, yes. I'm sorry. When you asked 09-10, yes, we received and spent money according to the ERA guidelines in 09-10.
Does that make sense?
But I wanted to use auditors' numbers so that you know these have been audited, and not only audited at our auditors, but audited by the federal committee, and these numbers have been approved.
Anything further? Well, I'd like to get it resolved. If you got any problems, today's the day, because come Saturday, I'd like to work on the future, not the past.
Well, these aren't the same numbers. That's the condition. I'll have to compare them. But that has nothing to do with Saturday anyway.
Well, I just don't want all of a sudden we start talking about the past. I think we have so much to deal with the present and the future. So, okay, anything further?
I have nothing else.
Okay, I don't think there's anything else on the budget. Any public comments at the end? Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.